we have covered, and then the intimate part, that's up to us. So we hold eye contact for longer than 7 seconds. Ever done that? Hold eye contact for longer than 7 seconds?
Oh, clipping my shirt. Somebody's clipping my shirt. Thank you.
I'm always very touched by people's interpretations of my songs. Because as any artist would tell you, the original generative moment of any song or painting or collage or food is really indulgent. It's really kind of narcissistic by necessity in a way. So these songs are written from me for me to begin with, and then once I share them publicly, they're all yours.
Thank you.
But every once in a while, someone will come up to me and they'll tell me how they interpreted a song. And this one woman came up to me about this next song we're about to perform. She said, "I love that song you wrote about being in love with your lesbian teacher." And I thought, well, I am in love with my lesbian teacher. Which song is it? And she had a different interpretation of my song than I had when I wrote it, let's say that. And I just couldn't burst her bubble, so I just said, "Oh, that's awesome." And the video, we shot a video for this one, and the record company was very intent on my writing a party song, or they were kind of berating me for writing really intense songs, which is just weird because that's what they loved about me when they first met me. And so they decided to cast 12-year-olds and invite me Canadian. I just said, "Okay, that sounds great." And then got upset at it later because that's how we do it in Canada. Just joking, I'm working on it. I'm an American now, I know how to do it. I just get really direct out of the gate. Anyway, the video for this was shot with 12-year-olds doing karaoke, and I just thought, I had this surreal moment in the middle of the shoot thinking, if they only knew what they were singing, no one seemed to notice, but that's fine. It's a song called Hands Clean. Conversations in the verse, I'm singing, this person is singing to me, and in the choruses I'm responding, so it's a dialogue.
So wise.
Took a long, high look in my ass and paid off for.
haven't gambled very much in my life. Well, with my heart, of course, every day. I went to Atlantic City once. I did the vagina monologues in New York, and I felt so tethered to the city for having to show up every day for 2 weeks. And so I went to Atlantic City, and I was going to cut loose. And I spent a dollar, and I made $11. And I thought, that's a pretty good track record. I should walk away. And so I did. And I went to all my other auditions. I remember once in Paris, I was very young, maybe a teenager with a few friends and some family nearby, not near enough, apparently. You know that game with the three cups? I was lured in. And I lost $100, and this man was watching me the whole time, and I was terrified of him. So I just briskly walked away toward the water. And he followed me for an hour and a half, and I was terrified. So I finally thought that I lost him, and I walked into this bookstore, trembling, as I was reading a French book that I could barely read. And then all of a sudden, he appeared right in front of me, and he said, "Don't do that again." And I said, "Okay, I'll never do it again." You have to terrorize me for an hour and a half to tell me what to do. So happy I shared that story.
Thank you. selfish.
Because when I do acoustic shows, he says I have a little more pent up energy because I'm not running around on stage. So he's excited when I do acoustic shows, but he's really excited when I do plugged in shows. So I come home all happy. Anyway, I do love being able to hear you, although I'm not specifically doing plugged in shows is very monological. Energetic dialogue, but this is like my favorite thing in the world. There's been a lot of talk lately about what feminism means in 2014. And really, I mean, feminism is just the deep, deep, deep desire for unity and union between masculine and feminine. Come on, that's the ultimate. And I don't just mean between a man and a woman. I mean between a man and a woman, a man and a man, a woman and a woman. Masculine and feminine within all of us connecting. And so that could look like anything, you know. Often people ask me, you know, do you think so-and-so is a feminist? And I think, I have no idea, I don't hang out with them, but comes in all shapes and sizes and different forms. It could be any outfit of any kind. And you can wear heels, or you can wear Birkenstocks or loafers. I don't think your shoes really tell you how much you desire. So when I wrote You Ought to Know, people would come up to you at the grocery stores and they would say, I hate men too, that's so awesome. I was waiting for a male artist to write the response song. And I waited and I waited and I waited and they never wrote it. So I wrote it. And I wrote it as a man. And it's called A Man. I believe men miss the feminine in them too. To the house in this world. familiarity breeds contempt thing of the longer you know someone, the more you want to punch them in the face. I'm the opposite. The more I hang out with someone, the more I just adore them. It's funny, the record company kept begging me to write party songs. And I said, okay, I'll try to write a party song, but I'm probably going to write about how hard it is in the corner and like how I should go talk to people and philosophically how hard it is to be at a party when you're an introvert. And they were like, yes, I'll write that one. So I covered my humps instead. Which was so fun. But I won't be happy on my deathbed at 108 until I've written a full-blown bona fide party song, so stay tuned. I did write a song called On the Tequila. So technically that counts, yes. Okay, thanks. I'm absolved.
Too much dance for a night.
The first thing I do when I really, really love someone, I just want to cook for them. I give them pedicures. Is that weird? Light up! Just joking. This next song is for you. I wrote it for one of my dearest friends years ago. Performing it about a month ago, and I realized that this song is about you for having come on this incredible, colorful journey with me over the last many years. A couple decades. And I thought I was nuts when I wrote these songs originally, and no one had heard them, and then all of a sudden I knew that I wasn't alone and that you were all nuts too. just no possible way to look cute when you're trying to hit certain high notes. I did a show in London a few years ago, and there was an article the next day, and I rarely read them because I'm just so terrified. But somehow this one found its way into my hands. And the caption read, "Doesn't she look like the Elephant Man?" And I just said, "Yeah, maybe I look like the Elephant Man, but I hit that goddamn note." So, I've come to notice that if someone looks really, 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 really gorgeous the whole show, they're lip syncing. And I have no problem with that because, well, you can't dance and sing. I've tried it. You can't. So if someone's dancing, they're not singing. And if someone is really, really pretty, they're not singing. So I figure I have cute over here and I have melodic over here. So it's gonna be a fun. I am.
'Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it out of fight to be open wide. No. Yeah, it's trying to speak her name, but she know how you told me, hold me until you die. Till you die, you stay alive, and I'm here.
Before they come out and have the opportunity to potentially write songs for them. And I watched the movie City of Angels. Yeah. kind of obsessed with the idea of angels, and Ben Benders did a movie called Wings of Desire, it had its 25th year anniversary a couple years ago, and we shot a video for the song called Guardian, almost a frame-by-frame ode, tip of the hat to the sun. So City of Angels is a remake of that movie, and I watched it, and then I came home to my house, and I wrote this next song in about 15 minutes, because I was so inspired. And it's lovely to write songs for characters in movies, because I get to step out of my own world and get inside someone else's lens, which is always relieving for me, because I'm so sick of my own self sometimes. So this is the main character, Mary, from her heart. It goes something like this.
Out of for child.
So it'd be this point in the evening where Jason and Julia and I would walk off stage like this. And then we'd hide in the wings and we'd listen to uproarious cheering and laughter. Laughter.
Just been a chance.
yard.